Title: Warp an Amen Style Intro with DJ Friendly Structure in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper drum and bass intro with that classic Amen Style energy, but warped and arranged in a way that DJs actually love. The goal today is simple. Your Amen feels alive, it locks to tempo without drifting, it counts cleanly in 8s, 16s, and 32s, and it sets up a bassline drop that lands exactly where it should. We're working intermediate here, so I'm assuming you already know how to turn warp on and move a marker. What we're doing is the pro version. Fewer markers, better decisions, cleaner phrasing, and a mixable low end. First, prep the project so Ableton doesn't sabotage you with helpful guesses. Set your project tempo somewhere in the DNB pocket, like 174 BPM. Then go to Preferences, Warp and Fades. Turn off Auto Warp Long Samples. That feature is great until it's not, and breakbeats are one of the fastest ways to make it guess wrong. Set your default warp mode to beats. That's usually the best starting point for breaks, because it respects transients. Turn on the metronome. And if you like working like a producer, who actually finishes tracks, give yourself a one-bar count in. Quick workflow move. Create two audio tracks right now. One called Amen Warped and another called Amen Print or Amen Resample. The second one is for committing decisions later, so you don't keep rewarping and accidentally ruin something that was already working. Now let's import the Amen. Drag your Amen style break into arrangement view. Click the clip and open clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 15 to 30 milliseconds. Here's the vibe. Lower envelope is tighter and punchier. Higher envelope can get a bit smear-y. If you hear flamming, like hits doubling or getting loose, shorten the envelope. If you hear little clicks, that's where clip fades can save you. If your sample is getting absolutely shredded because it's being stretched really far, you can audition Complex Pro, but I'll be real, for jungle-style drums, beats mode with good marker placement usually wins. Complex Pro can make transients feel like they've been sanded down. In DNB, that's a crime. Now, the most important part of the entire lesson. The downbeat. The 1.1.1. This is where most warped breaks fail. People line it up visually, it's on the grid, but the song still feels wrong because the real start of the phrase isn't where Ableton thinks it is. So zoom in and find the first real kick or the first transient that actually feels like the beginning of the bar, not a little pickup or a leading ghost hit. When you find that hit, right-click and choose Set 1.1.1 here. Then, as a rough first pass only, right-click again and choose Warp from here, straight. Now play from bar 1 with the metronome. If it feels great immediately, congrats, you got lucky. Most of the time, it'll be close but you'll hear drift. And drift is not fixed by sprinkling 40 warp markers everywhere. Drift is fixed by anchor points. Here's the coaching mindset. The warping goal is stable bar lines, lively internals. In other words, you care that bar 1 becomes bar 2 at the right time, and bar 2 becomes bar 3 at the right time. But the little internal ghost notes, those can be slightly late, slightly early. That's the character. If you grid quantize the ghosts, you kill the MN. So let's place anchor warp markers like a pro. Zoom in and look for major hits, not every transient. Think bar start kick, the main snare on 2, the next important kick, the snare on 4, then the next bar start. Across 2 bars, you might use something like a marker at 1.1.1, one at 1.2, one at 1.3, one at 1.4, and one at 2.1.1. And when you adjust them, don't yank things aggressively. Tiny moves. Just enough to lock the strong hits to the grid so the loop doesn't wander. If you want a quick reality check, do this. Create a quiet MIDI track with a closed hat playing steady eighth notes, or even just a rim on 2 and 4. Keep it low in volume. Now play your warped Amen alongside it. If the break slowly starts pulling ahead or behind that simple reference, you don't need 20 more markers. You need one more anchor at a key bar transition. Also, give yourself permission to set commit points. That means, once the break is DJ solid, stop touching it. Consolidate it, rename it like Amen 174 Warped 16 Bar Master, and then duplicate it for experiments. Bar 1. Bar 2. This is how you keep your sanity and avoid the classic problem where you had it perfect, then made it worse chasing microscopic perfection. Once your break plays tight over several bars, we're going to make it DJ-friendly by committing a clean loop length. Set the loop brace to exactly 8 bars or 16 bars. Be strict here, not about 8. Exactly 8. Make sure it loops cleanly without clicks. If there are clicks, use clip fades or adjust the loop start and end slightly. Then select that region in Arrangement and Consolidate. That's Command-J on Mac, Control-J on Windows. This is a big moment, because you're baking in a clean start and end point that will behave in arrangement. And that's the foundation of DJ-friendly phrasing. Now we build the actual intro structure, 32 bars that count perfectly and give clear mix points. Here's a template that works constantly in DNB. Bars 1 through 8, filtered Amen, Atmosphere, Minimal Low End. Bars 9 through 16, open it a bit, add some percussion layers. Bars 17 through 24, tension starts, maybe a riser, and a bass tease begins. Bars 25 through 32, last ramp, a couple controlled fills, and then the drop hits at bar 33. So in Ableton, duplicate your consolidated Amen clip across 32 bars, then drop locator markers at bar 1, bar 9, bar 17, bar 25, and bar 33. Name them something obvious. Intro A, intro B, pre-drop A, pre-drop B, and drop. This seems simple, but it's one of the biggest differences between a loop and a track DJs can play. Now let's make the Amen intro mixable, meaning it won't fight the outgoing track in a DJ mix. On the Amen track, at an EQ 8, in the early intro, high pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, using a fairly steep slope like 24 dB per octave. That keeps the sub and low end space clean for the DJ's current tune. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. And if you want a bit of air, a tiny shelf around 8 to 10k can help, but go easy. Bright breaks can get harsh fast at 174. Then add an auto filter. Set it to clean mode. Use a high pass or band pass for movement. Automate the cutoff so that in bars 1 to 8 it's thinner. Then bars 9 to 16 it opens gradually. This gives you an energy ramp without needing to add tons of new elements. Then add utility. Set bass mono to 120 Hz. Even if you high passed, this is a safety net. You can also automate width. Maybe keep it around 80 to 100% early on. Then let it widen slightly later. Don't go crazy here. You're aiming for controlled excitement, not phase soup. Optional but very DNB. Drum bus. Keep the drive modest, like 2 to 6. Crunch low to moderate. And for the intro, keep boom off or very restrained. We want low-end discipline until the drop. If warping softened your hits, raise transients a bit. Maybe plus 5 to plus 15 and listen carefully. Now, variation. Because a 32-bar copy-paste can feel lazy, but DJs still need predictable phrasing. One of the best methods is the safe loop plus spice layer. Keep your main Amen loop steady on track A. Then create another track, track B, for edits, reverse hits, one-shots, tiny stutters, extra percussion. That way, the backbone stays stable and mixable, while you still get movement. If you want micro-edits inside the Amen itself, do it gently. For example, in bars 9 to 16, cut a single snare hit, reverse it, and tuck it in. Or in bar 24 or bar 32, swap in a busier one-bar ending. Make yourself a little folder of turnaround bars, different one-bar endings that you can drop in at the end of each 8-bar phrase. One has a snare drag, one has a tom, one has a quick mute. Silence counts as a fill, and it's one of the most effective ones. You can also use beat repeat for controlled chaos, but keep it on a leash. Put it after EQ. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/8 or 1/16. Chance around 10 to 20%, variation around 10 to 20. Then automate chance up as you approach the drop, and bring it back to zero right before the impact. The key is, don't glitch the actual drop moment unless you really mean it. Now we tie the intro into the bass line, because we're in bass line's territory, and the intro should promise what's coming. Create a MIDI track called Bass Tease. Add wave-eatable. Use a simple oscillator like sine or triangle, turn the sub on, run it into an LP24 filter, and add just a little drive. Write a simple pattern on the root note of your drop. Think half-note pulses or quarter-note pulses. Keep it minimal and confident. This is not the full bass line. It's a trailer. Then process it. Add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. EQ 8. High pass around 30 Hz if needed, and notch out mud if it's fighting your drums. Add compression with sidechain from your kick or snared if you already know what the drop drums will be. And put utility with bass mono at 120 Hz. Arrangement discipline here matters a lot. From bars 17 to 24, bring the tees in very quietly, like minus 12 to minus 18 dB, and filtered. It should be felt more than heard. From bars 25 to 32, open the filter slightly, maybe to add a little pickup note right before bar 33. Then at bar 33, The full bass patch takes over and the tease either becomes the real thing or gets replaced. One more DJ habit: create a clean mix-out style section in your intro mindset. Even if we're focusing on the mix-in today, DJs love a stable 16 where the drums are steady and not filled to death, and where there aren't random vocal chops everywhere. So consider making two versions of your intro: a release intro with spice, and a DJ tool intro that's simpler and steadier, with the same drop point, same bar 33. Different usability. Before we wrap, here are the most common mistakes to avoid, because they'll ruin this fast. Don't use too many warp markers. It kills swing and makes the amen feel stiff. Don't get the 1.1.1 wrong. Everything can look aligned and still feel off. Don't warp ghost notes to the grid. Leave the human shuffle. Don't leave heavy low end in the intro. It will clash with the outgoing track space in a mix. Don't ignore 16 and 32 bar phrasing. If your drop timing isn't predictable, DJs won't trust it. And don't default to Complex Pro on breaks. It can smear the transient punch. Now a quick practice run you can do in 15 to 25 minutes.